The College Experience, College Basketball DFS Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience, College Basketball Show 1 DFS style. Yes, it is that time. And you know, what better time to talk some college basketball. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantabase Dant, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And yeah, we're picking DFS college basketball. So I got the DFS God here. Yeah. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock given, former Herndon basketball league MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What is going on, man? How we doing today? College basketball DFS. I love it.
Yes, buddy. And look, it's going to be a wild season. Just so you know, you're going to have to keep updating those rosters, just like in football, because you got the games are getting canceled by the minute left and right, you know? So like we were just just opening up the show and we heard that Wichita State done got the Corona, got the virus. So they canceled. All of a sudden VCU is in. I had to go quickly to my DraftKings lineup and switch out some Wichita State players and then substitute in, you know, some other players. And then I'm still riding with one player that I, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking, man, VCU's defense is just, it's a lot better than Wichita State's normally, I feel like, and they're much more athletic of a team than Wichita State. So it kind of changes my approach, but I don't know. We'll see as we go along here. But
and on top of that, we had cancellations either earlier today or late Sunday, where we learned that the Tennessee game, Tennessee Charlotte, was being canceled, as well as the Baylor and Arizona State yeah. game was being canceled. When I first did my lineup, I had a dude on Baylor and a dude on Tennessee. So I was feeling really good about that lineup. Hey man, you got to switch it up sometimes. You got to pivot. I'm liking my lineup now too. So let's just dive right in. What do you say?
Yeah, let's do it. You can break things off here if you want.
All right. This is the first ever college basketball DFS pod on the Sports Gambling Network. Podcast network. Sorry. Yeah. So I feel if I can say it right, geez, I feel privileged to introduce the first player ever mentioned on here. And that is, I'm going to the Oregon Duck backcourt and I'm taking Will Richardson for 6.4K. You know, I want pieces of this Oregon backcourt against the Big Sky opponent. Granted, Eastern Washington is no slouch. You know, they are predicted to win the conference, but still, they should be no match for the Ducks. They should actually, I think they have a chance to keep the game close enough where the Ducks starters still have to play the majority of the game. We all know that Peyton Pritchard is graduated, so that's, you know, a lot of shots in this offense have been opened up. And it is an offense that is good year in, year out. They were the second highest scoring offense in the Pac-12 a year ago. Somebody's got to get those points this year. I think Will Richardson emerges as a lead player on this perimeter. And I love his 6'5" size over the smaller players on Washington. I think their guards are about 6'2" each.
Yeah. The Eastern Washington Eagles. I like that play. I like that play so much that I will take you to that game as well. And but I didn't go with your boy. I went with good old Will Duarte for, I believe, I'm sorry, Will Duarte, Chris Duarte for 6,900 at Oregon. My logic here is that, I mean, look, I know Eastern Washington is a good mid major. Like they might be dancing come March, but I still think Oregon's gonna be able to put up some points. I think defense will struggle a little bit in this game, especially from Eastern Washington's perspective. And if you look at Chris Duarte, you know, he is their top returning scorer from a season ago. Now I know they're bringing in Eric Williams, the transfer from Duquesne, who's a stud. I love that guy at Duquesne, but, I think Duarte, well, I think both will have great games, so I'm not going to disagree with your pick.
Yeah, I was going back and forth between Duarte and Richardson, and for me, I wanted to save that. I think it was $500. Richardson was cheaper, and that's why I went Richardson. But yeah, I expect good games from them both. You know, and it'll be interesting when we go through our whole lineups here, you know, if we favored more of the big school players or more of the smaller schools, especially in the non-conference. You're going to have, you know, games like Eastern Washington versus Oregon or Texas against UT Rio Grande, or, you know, College of Charleston versus UNC. So, you know, a lot of times, of course, the bigger name players at the bigger schools are more expensive, but there is value, I think, to be found on some of these smaller schools. And I mentioned that because my second guard is Javon Levi from University of Texas Rio Grande for 6.2K.
Love it. I just released the WAC conference preview up at Sports or at the College Experience, but it's also on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. If all the conferences are up on the sportsgamblingpodcast.com, if it's not up, it's because it's coming up in the next day or two, but majority of them are up. But yeah. And here's something a lot of people, I think, they see that name UT, you know, UT Rio Grande Valley, and they think, okay, this team must be horrible. They're not bad. They're not a bad team. They've been solid. Now they're not like a tournament team, but I'm saying like they've been a solid team. As we know, we handicap every game in all of Division I college basketball, and through years past, they've actually been a kind of good team in that conference.
Their biggest problem is that they have way too many letters in their abbreviation, UTRGV. I mean, what the hell is that? Well, anyway, let me tell you about this guy, because he is an all WAC point guard, and he is a straight up stat sheet stuffer. So his last eight games from a season ago, he averaged over 20 fantasy points per game. That's as a junior. So he averaged 11 points per game on the season, 8 assists per game, 3 rebounds, 2 steals per game. And the thing I love about him most is that the two leading scorers for Rio Grande last year have graduated. So this is Javon Levi's team. He's going to be called to score more here, and I think his fantasy numbers get a big bump because of it.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Look, anytime you're going to hit me with some UT Rio Grande, you know I'm behind it. My second play, I'm going to stay with the big school. I'm going to take you to, look, Kentucky's playing Morehead State, buddy. I'll pay the money for BJ Boston. He's one of the most touted freshmen in all of the nation.
First game ever. I like it.
I think he'll have a great showcase because, let's be honest, Morehead State's not a juggernaut. So I think, we have no data to support that this is a good decision because he's a freshman, but he's one of the highest touted freshmen in the country, if not the highest. So.
Well, freshmen at Kentucky have a pretty good track record. Are you a little worried that the game will get out of hand and he won't play as many minutes as he would if it was a tighter contest?
But don't you think Calipari wants to play those freshmen?
That's a good point. Even if they're up in the second half, especially, you know, this year in the first game, he may just play them just to, you know, get more familiarity with each other.
And he was 7,200. So those are my expensive plays right off the top. 6,900 for Duarte, 7,200 for Boston. I'm going to go cheaper a little bit later here. So, okay. Hit me with your third player.
My third guard. So all of my guards, my three guards have been, or will be between 6.1K and 6.4K. So I didn't spend up to any of the big name players, but I didn't go real cheap either. My third guard, another small school, Georgia State, I'm going Kane Williams. I mean, that's, first off, that's a badass name.
Ding, Kane ding, Williams. Ding, ding, ding.
You on board?
I am on board, my friend. He is a flex player for me, and he was the first guy I added when Dexter Dennis of Wichita State, when that game got canceled, I went with Kane Williams. Yes, he's the leading scorer on Georgia State. I'll let you continue on that, but he's a complete player. If you look at his stats all across the board, very complete player.
I think you might be happy that you switched from Dennis to Williams here. Yes. I mean, so first off, Georgia State has had a nice program for several years now. And you know, if they're going to do that this year, it's going to be because of Kane Williams. You know, he is the leading returner, scorer from a year ago. He's an all Sun Belt performer. The last five games last year, he went over 35 fantasy points in each game. I saw him play personally against Duke, where he put up 16 and he had 7 assists, a few rebounds, a few steals. So he's more than just a scorer, but he is definitely the best player on Georgia State. They played Georgia Tech on Wednesday. Georgia Tech's a solid team, but I expect this to be a pretty good contest here, you know, through and throughout. I expect the Yellow Jackets to pull away in the second half, but I think Georgia State will go toe to toe at least for a little while. And I think Kane Williams is in store for a pretty nice little ball game here.
Yeah. I mean, I think this could be a ball game, little brother against big brother, and Kane Williams. One of the things that I like about him, I know he obviously leading scorer, 15 points a game. And I think that will get better with him being yet a year older, but also 4.6 boards a game, basically 5 boards a game, 4.5 assists per game, 1.5 steals per game, half a block per game. Is there anything this guy doesn't do?
Yeah. And one thing, you know, when you're taking smaller school guys is that you can't just necessarily look at their stats, because, you know, those stats are going to be inflated by the teams they play in conference for the most part. What you want to do is go back, you know, maybe to the beginning of last year and see if these small schools, and he played any big name schools, and what did the guy do in those games? And I watched him play Duke and I was impressed. So one more year under his belt, and I think Kane Williams is going to have a huge year. I think he's a steal at 6.1K.
I am on board with that. So we get to our first, what do you want to call that?
Similarity.
Double, what are they saying? Dumb and Dumber, double starts, triple stamped it or some shit like that.
Can't double stamp a triple stamp, Lloyd.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you before we go on with the rest of this amazing thing we got going here with college basketball tipping off, I'm just going to start to feel normal again. But I want to tell people that the College Experience College Basketball DFS show is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day Free Play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day Free Play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on an early Thanksgiving game between the Lions and the Texans. The Turkey Day Free Play is a no-risk, all-gravy wager on the full game spread. So pick the right team and you win. And if you don't and you lose and your team gets upset, well, guess what? Your bet up to $250 is refunded before the afternoon game kicks off. That's an awesome deal. New players will also get their first deposit matched halfway all the way up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get some extra cash you can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend long. Turkey Day Free Play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds. And, you know, they finish the whole weekend, finish the holiday weekend strong with the buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at mybookie.ag. All right. Where the hell were we? Picking DFS college basketball. It's that time of year. I'm excited. So it's on you again. So you pick your fourth player since we both had. I have essentially given you one of my flexes because Kane Williams was a flex. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just move on to our forwards here. But before I say that, you know, we will be having DraftKings contests for any listeners to join us and play against the Dant brothers here in college basketball DFS. If you're up to it, it's not going to be easy. We know our shit. So pay attention on Twitter. If you're in the Slack channel, pay attention there.
It's only a few bucks too, right?
Yeah, exactly, man. Right now, you know, we're trying to build this whole college basketball, college football DFS thing. So we keep it at $2-3. Let's have some fun. It's more about bragging rights, but hey, maybe you put a little coin in your pocket too.
But
you know,
but at the same time, the lineup that I'm giving you guys right now, I did enter that in. I submitted $10 or $15 for the $500,000 for the big contest there. So look, I almost won 10K a week ago in football. So maybe you copy this lineup or you get a player or two from this lineup or Nick's lineup, and then you fire that thing away and maybe you become a millionaire. And
yeah, exactly. You know, hey, we're watching the games, we're betting on the games. Why the hell not play a little fantasy, daily fantasy on it also? I mean, it makes sense. If you're a college basketball junkie like us, why not?
Exactly.
All right. Forwards. I gave you a couple of nice little small school guys. Now let me get back to the big boys here for a couple of picks. And this is actually my most expensive guy on the slate. I'm going to go to Villanova, grab their big man, Jeremiah Robinson Earl. As of last year, as a true freshman from Kansas City, this guy stepped onto a veteran team and really carved out a nice role. In year two, he's no longer going to be a role player. He's going to be one of the best players on the team and in the conference. So last year he averaged, as a true freshman, averaged over 10 points a game, over 9 rebounds a game, and also almost 2 assists per game. Nova is a legit Final Four contender, and it's not just because of the guard play this year. Villanova plays Boston College Wednesday. BC is not very good. They do not have very many good interior players. I expect a huge game from Jeremiah Robinson Earl come Wednesday. He's going to put his name on the map nationally.
Well, he's from Kansas City and didn't play for the Jayhawks. Ouch. But I like it personally.
Going East Coast, going up to Philly.
Didn't want to take that check. Didn't want to take that bag of cash. Guy's got some morals. I would have took the cash, but, okay. So I haven't given my third guard out yet. So my third guard, I'm going to go for a value play at just 5,200 and take you to it. Now, look, I know this team can play defense that they're playing against, but I mean, I think, you know, Liberty is a team that won over 30 games a season ago, and their star guard, Darius McGee, is their leading returning scorer. He also gets 4 boards a game. He's their point. So he also gets a steal per game and can dish the ball a little bit here. So Darius McGee from Liberty, they're playing Purdue, which is a good defensive team. But my thing is Liberty's got to score somehow. And it's only going to be McGee or the other guard, Kofi. And I think this will be a decent game. I mean, I think Purdue will win because Liberty did lose a ton. Scotty James gone. But I think this is McGee's team. I think he will get his opportunity to get points. So that's my play. I understand though, if you think, wow, cause Purdue's a kind of a grinded out team.
Well, this game could be ugly. I agree. But I actually also have Darius McGee as my flex spot. They call him Darius McThree down at Liberty. I do like a lot of the stuff you mentioned. Last year, he was the fourth leading scorer on the Flames, but all three of those people in front of him graduated. So he should be the leading scorer this year. It should be his team. And also, Purdue is dealing with some injuries. I think their best guard, Eric Hunter, is out, and their best big man is either questionable or probable. I think he might play, but it's still up in the air. So I like Liberty to hang around here, and especially, you know, with Hunter out, I think that, you know, opens up some more scoring opportunities for McGee. Yeah. I for 5.2K, I couldn't pass that up either.
Yeah. It's crazy that we already have two players and there's a lot of games on the slate. So I don't know how the hell you're picking my players, you bastard, but,
well, the other guy I mentioned first, so we're even.
All right. So hit me with your, what would be your second forward, I believe.
Yes. All right. My second forward, another big school guy, and I said this in our ACC preview, but I think UNC might have the best front court in all of America. Now, their top dog in that front court is Garrison Brooks, but at 9.3K, that's just a little too expensive for my blood. So I'm taking their number two guy, Armando Bacot. Last year, I saw a lot of him. He was a true freshman, but he was impressive. I think one more year of refinement, and he's really in store for a nice season. He ended the year two of the last three games with double-doubles. Plus, with the UNC backcourt being so young, I actually think College of Charleston could keep this a game for a while.
Well, Charleston is a team in the Colonial that a lot of people think could win the Colonial this year.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a good team. They've always had, you know, year in, year out, a nice program down there too. And like I said, I mean, UNC is real young now, so this could be a ball game here. And so Bacot only averaged 24 minutes a game last year, and he still put up nice stats. I expect his minutes per game to be a little bit closer to 30 this year, if not more. And that's just going to result in more production. So give me Armando Bacot for 6.9K.
Wow. Okay, I like it. I like it, but a Duke fan putting a Tar Heel on that roster. Something's
going on.
It's
all about the money, man.
My first forward, I'm going to take you to that same game, but I am going to go on the other side of this thing. I'm going to take you to a St. Joe's transfer. And he's a valuable guy. Or he's an undervalued guy. $3,700 I'm paying for this. $3,700. I'm going to go with Lorenzo Edwards. Now at St. Joe's, he was just averaging 7 points, five boards a game, but he was also I think he only spent like about half a season starting from what I was doing some research on. 7 points, five boards. Look, they got to have someone on this team score besides Galloway. I'm thinking he's their best big man. Give me Lorenzo Edwards to bang with some of those Tar Heels all I'm asking for is 12 and 10. All right. 12 and 10.
That's going to be tough against that front court, man. I'm telling you.
Well, 3,700, dude. I don't think you get, look, the guy even gets a block per game. You know what I mean? He's going to be able to do the damn thing.
Hey, you know, if you're getting a starter at 3,700, that's a win. So yeah, he might be able to be your lowest, lowest dollar player. That's not a bad choice there. I see what you're doing. So I've already given two forwards. You've only given one, correct?
Yes.
Why don't you shoot with your second then?
My second, I am going to take you all the way out into San Diego, California, where UCLA travels. It's probably the game of the day, honestly, now that Arizona State Baylor's canceled. And there was another really good game that got canceled. What was it? It was A&M West Virginia. I think the best game of the day is UCLA at San Diego State now.
And yeah. Yeah, certainly might be.
And I like Jalen Hill, who started to really play well last year under Cronin. 9 points a game, seven boards, 1.5 assists, 1.1 blocks. He's the big man for UCLA, 6'10". Now here's why I like it is because guess what happened to San Diego State this past year? They lost a lot of their bigs. Now they still have a guy who played on the bench, played some minutes in Mensa, but Matt Mitchell's a 6'6" power forward. So it's Mensa. And then who knows after that, because they lost Yanni Wetzel a year ago. They also lost another transfer to, where did he transfer to again? But both their bigs from a year ago left. Mensa was there too, but I think they'll have opportunity to score on the bigs of San Diego State, because I think that's the weakness of their lineup.
Yeah, here's why I like that pick. So in general, I stayed away from that game because I expect kind of a grinded out defensive affair. And I think that would negatively impact guards, perimeter and wing players more so than big men. Even if you have a big man in that game and he doesn't score a lot of points, I think rebounds and blocks could really help you there. So I didn't go with him. I didn't go with anybody from that game. I tried to steer clear of it.
Only $5,800 though.
Yeah. And for that price, you know, take a shot. So if you're going to take anybody from that game, I would recommend a big man rather than a guard. All right. So my last forward, is only 5.9K, and it is one of the games that just got switched around there. But I'm going to go with the big seven footer from Utah State, and that is
I got him.
Namias Quada, man, three. Are you serious? There's so many games here, many players.
I watched a lot of Mountain West basketball a season ago, and I know this guy when healthy because he gets injured often, but he is very good, and I was loving the matchup against Wichita. I'll tell you, this is the one when I was leading up to when we first started recording here. I think it's much harder against VCU.
Well, yeah. First, Wichita's biggest starter, their tallest starter, was only 6'8".
Yeah.
So you got a 7-footer against 6'8", big mismatch. And the other thing against VCU I don't like as much is the pace of the game. Yeah. You know, VCU is going to try to speed you up. They're going to go full court press.
What about just the sheer athleticism? Like VCU is always very athletic. So I think Kata who can score, but I thought the advantage was, man, he's so much more athletic than the bigs of Wichita. Whereas the bigs of Wichita are probably better players than the bigs of VCU, but VCU, one thing I know is they always have athletes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't think VCU is going to be that great this year, which is why I did not switch my pick when I heard that news. But yeah, I think the game could be a different game, a different flow to it. And that could possibly negatively affect a 7-footer. But I like Quaita. I still think he gets his.
Yeah. I'm going to ride with it too, but okay, let me tell you this, guys. The College Experience DFS College Basketball Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's NBA, PGA, MLB, esports, choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with a 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Google Play Store by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget that promo code SGP. I want to also tell you the College Experience DFS show, college basketball style, is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book, but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. So here we are back. I think I only have one player left. Do you only have one player left?
That is correct. We've already given one of our flex guys, or I guess, first off, they call him utility. I'm just so used to football where you call him flex, but whatever. Yeah. Utility flex, you know what we're talking about. Basically, you can pick anybody. Yeah. So the breakdown is 3 guards, 3 forwards, and 2 utility players. So only one guy left, man. You want to do the honors?
I'm going to take
you. Don't take my guy, man. Okay.
Well, I'm going to take you to Philadelphia. Well, actually, I don't know. I think this game's being played somewhere else, but, I'm going to go Villanova, Colin Gillespie, 8,700. I think he's the best player on their team. He's playing Boston College. I don't think it matters who he's playing. I think he's going to get his points and he's got a complete game. Give me Colin Gillespie at 8,700 from Villanova. If you've ever had a chance to watch Villanova, if you're a college basketball fan, I'm sure you have. He's their everything. I mean, he's all team, first team, big East a season ago. And if you look at his stat line, it's just 15 points per game, 4 boards, 4.5 assists, 1.2 steals. What is it the guy doesn't do? He's the oil that makes this engine at Villanova work. So what do you think about that play, NC Nick?
Yeah, it's solid, man. He's a great player. Like you said, he's matchup proof. He's going to get his pretty much every game. He was 8.7K?
Yeah.
All right. I have something here I'm going to mention, but first let me get through my last guy.
Okay.
And I had nowhere near as much money as you did. I only had 4.7K. So at least we didn't take the same guy here. So I went back to the first game I mentioned, which is Eastern Washington versus Oregon. But I'm going to go with an Eagle from Eastern Washington. I'm going to go with a guy who averaged, a redshirt senior. He's almost as old as me. He averaged over 18 points per game a year ago.
Best player in the Big Sky.
Exactly. He scored over 30 in three games last year, including dropping 39 on North Dakota. Granted, Oregon's a little bit better than North Dakota, but I think Jacob Davidson from Eastern Washington is the leading scorer, obviously, on Eastern Washington. I think they need him to score each and every game. Also, last year, he dropped 26 on Boston College and scored 17 on Gonzaga. Like I mentioned, when picking these small school guys, take a look and see what they did against some of the better teams last year. You know, he may have scored 39 on North Dakota. He ain't playing North Dakota this week.
What was his value again?
4.7K.
Nice. That's a good value play, man, because he's a baller.
He is.
If you ever watch Big Sky basketball this year, you're going to want to circle his name because he is the best player in the Big Sky.
There might be two people out there who watch Big Sky basketball with us.
Hey.
Fun conference, man.
I'm going to give you one reason to watch Big Sky basketball is because Damon Lillard's from the Big Sky Conference. He's doing all right. He's made a name for himself, I'd say, in the NBA. He
certainly has. All right, so that's our lineups, and we share three of the eight players. And what I was going to mention is that I think, you know, what lineup does better is dependent on the guys from Villanova we took, who were about the same price.
Yeah,
I took the big man Robinson Earl at 8.6K. You took Gillespie at 8.7K, right?
Yes, correct.
You know where I'm getting with this?
Well, I'm thinking a bottle of bourbon, huh?
That's right. Side bet.
There we go. How about Mississippi State, by the way, that run defense, huh?
What was our side bet there?
I think now, cause I thought you said Zamir White again for 100 yards against Mississippi State.
No, you know what? I think we forgot to mention a side bet on the last college football DFS.
Really? I thought we mentioned that.
Am I wrong? Do we need to go back and listen to this?
I thought you would challenge each other for that. And I don't know. I thought I said double or nothing. I don't know. Maybe we talked about it. And we didn't agree. I don't know. I got to go back and listen. I've recorded like 100 fucking podcasts with this college basketball preview. I don't remember what I said. All right. I could have said Ross Perot for president. I have no fucking idea. You know what I mean? Like,
well, hold on. So I was up two bottles on you, right?
Yeah.
And then the question is, I know we talked about that during the last pod, but for some reason I thought that we forgot to actually place a bet, because we did place a bet on the SEC basketball preview pod, and that is Arkansas win total. So one of us is going to have to go back and listen to it and check that out. I'm not saying you're a liar. I could be wrong. Well, see.
I know we talked. I don't know if we actually agreed, but I think we mentioned it.
Yeah.
I got to go back and listen though.
All right. Go back and listen to it, man.
But I think my team's better than yours. And I think also what could matter for us is that Oregon game. We have two different players on the Oregon's backcourt.
That's a good point. You're right. And they were both similarly priced too. I mean, my guy was what, $500 cheaper. So, you know, not a huge difference, but, dude, man, you know, I'm up two bottles already. So if you want to make it more, just tell me where to sign.
Let's do it, man. Evan Williams is only $10. All right.
Well, we're not doing Evan Williams. I mean, nothing wrong with Evan Williams. If I'm going to mix something, I could use Evan Williams.
I'll take Evan Williams over Jack Daniels. But I do believe we mentioned
Woodford Reserve.
Yeah. We'll go Woodford, but I'll take Evan Williams over Jack Daniels. A lot of people find that crazy.
You know, if I'm mixing something, I go Evan Williams over Jack just because it's cheaper.
I go on the rocks with Evan Williams, man.
I'm not opposed to that if I don't have anything better, but you know, I try to keep a nice little bottle of bourbon here to, you know, impress the guest.
Well, what you should do is to impress the guest is show my DFS roster, cause I'm going to kick your ass. Let's do this. You guys should all join in. We're going to put this up. Like I said, on our Twitter and Sports Gambling Podcast, Nick writes a DFS article. You should check out, we are the College Experience. Please subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 3.5+ years. So, been over 500 each season for each sport. All three of us, me, NC, Nick, Patty C. So you definitely want to subscribe. We're available on all platforms, and we give our picks for free on a spreadsheet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. just like we're giving away this lineup for free. That's probably going to win a bunch of money. But yeah, we do that. We throw a spreadsheet up there. We also tweet that out, and that's all for free. Even our locks included, which are way over 500 year after year. So make sure you give us a follow, check all that stuff out. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. What I am going to try to charge you for is your kindness. It's look, you got COVID going on. They're shutting down cities left and right. You're going to sit at home and watch college football, college basketball, and NFL. I know you're going to be on the computer between games, probably checking your fantasy squad. You know what I mean? Doing some other shit. You know what I mean? Checking your bank account. Why not just go over to iTunes? And well, if you're checking your bank account, you're probably checking because you won, because you listened to us. But then why don't you go over to iTunes and give us a 5-star, say some nice things about us. All right. Cause look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks, but what the sponsors often look at is the comments. Are fans engaged with this podcast? Are they talking about it? Is there a buzz around the podcast? And if they see you comment, then they say, hey, maybe people like these bozos. All right, let's give them a couple $1,000 to talk about some product, right? And boom, then we give you more breakdowns, more DFS lineups, and it's a beautiful equation. And I'll say this, if you act with kindness and do that, then I will act with kindness. I feel like I'm friggin' John Lennon over here, Nick. So don't shoot me, but,
imagine all the people,
imagine all the DFS lineups. I will give you a free shirt. You, if you write a 5-star review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'm going to enter you in a raffle, but it's a rigged game. You're going to win a free college experience shirt. So just do it. I'm at the Colby D on Twitter, and see Nick right here, who just gives you a great content, writing sports gambling podcasts all the time, doing a bunch of these college football, college basketball podcasts with me as well. He's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And Patty C's on Twitter at Patty CA31. All three of us, the three amigos making our picks. Give him a follow. We all part of the sports gambling podcast. They're on Twitter at the SGP Network. And all right. This is the the inaugural college basketball DFS podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.